Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
In the traffic in the east rand on the R24 heading towards OR Tambo off to the Edenvale Road exit, there's a stationary vehicle that's causing a bit of trouble, and there's still a problem in Pretoria. There was a massive accident on the N4 Imalahleni Highway between Watermeer and the N1. It's still causing a bit of trouble.
The former president of the Democratic Republic of Congo is in South Africa. Joseph Kabila had a meeting with former President Thabo Mbeki to reflect on peacekeeping efforts in his country. After the meeting, he told journalists that he does not foresee major instability following the withdrawal of SADC peacekeeping forces from the DRC. He says a previous similar withdrawal accelerated peace negotiations at the time. And then in other news, the president of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky, says he will visit Helsinki tomorrow, a day after U.S. President Donald Trump and Russian leader Vladimir Putin held a phone call about a potential ceasefire. So Zelensky will go to the Finnish capital and meet with President Alexander Stubb for talks, followed by discussions with the Prime Minister and the Speaker of Parliament. We saw on the international front, Robert Cameron from Fisher Dugmore Securities has the latest news from there.
US markets are taking pain in early trade, with the Nasdaq leading losses down 1.9%, the S&P 500 losing 1.2% at this stage. On the contrary, markets in Europe are having a positive day. The DAX in Germany up 0.8%, the FTSE in London gained 0.3%, and the CAC 40 in Paris up 0.5%.
A dollar is trading at 18 rand 11, a euro 19 rand 80, and a pound at 23 rand 52. Gold is sitting at $3,034.43 per fine ounce, and Brent crude oil at $70.84 per barrel. I'm Marlene Fischer, more news at 7.
We start off with some rugby news. Nizam Carr says that the Vodacom Bulls need to bring more than just physicality to Saturday's match against unbeaten Leinster. That's been happening at Loftus Versfeld this weekend. The log-leading Irish Giants have won 12 consecutive matches in the Vodacom URC this season, but they've arrived in South Africa on Sunday without the 16 Irish internationals who are being rested following the Six Nations and the playoffs last time around. The last time that Leinster sent a weekend team through to Pretoria was in April 2023, and they suffered their biggest defeat. That was a 62-7 pounding by the Loftus side, and then that was the biggest in the 24-year history of the competition. New Zealand openers went on a six-hitting blitz as they crushed Pakistan by 5 wickets to go 2-0 up in a T20 series. The hosts reach 137 for 5 with 11 balls to spare in Dunedin to take control of the five-match series, as Pakistan posted 135 for 9 of 15 overs in the match that was rain reduced. And the Players Union, that was co-founded by Novak Djokovic, well, they've begun illegal action against tennis governing bodies, citing anti-competitive practices and blatant disregard for player welfare. The Professional Tennis Players Association has filed papers in the United States District Court in New York, where it's seeking a jury trial. And Manchester United midfielder Christian Eriksen says that he's prepared to find something new upon the expiry of his contract at Old Trafford. The 33-year-old's deal at United is set to expire this summer, and he suggests that talks with the club have not taken place yet, and he could be looking for a new place to play soccer next season. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jack Rand FM Sports.
It's The Drive with Robin Ross. Jack Rand FM.
And she shines just like a star.